The men hoping to replace President Bush as president slugged it out in electoral contests over the weekend. Three states held votes for the Democratic nomination. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca now offers this recap and gives us a preview of tomorrow's contests in Tennessee and Virginia.
How was your weekend? Probably not as good as John Kerry's. He finished first by considerable margins in all three caucuses, Michigan, Washington, and Maine. At one point, more than a month ago, Howard Dean was thought to be the front runner in all of those states. But Dean was runner-up three times in a row this weekend. Michigan, the most populous state to vote thus far, was the big haul for Kerry. He won 52% of the vote and 96 of the state's 128 pledged delegates up for grabs on Saturday. On CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, Governor Dean reacted to the results this way.
Well, we have, if you look at the charts, we have the second number of highest delegates after Senator Kerry. I think we had a good day yesterday. We picked up delegates in both states. Nobody else did that other than Senator Kerry. So it seems to me that we're doing okay.
Dean came closer in Washington, but not by much. He won 29 of Washington's delegates, and Kerry garnered the other 47 at stake on Saturday. Dennis Kucinich had his best showings of primary season, with third-place showings in both Maine and Washington. For Howard Dean, this weekend's votes were a milestone, albeit an ignominious one. As a Vermont legislator, lieutenant governor, and then governor, he won every election he ever entered, 10 wins without a loss. But the twin defeats on Saturday gave him a lifetime record of under 500. He's very unlikely to reverse that trend tomorrow when Virginia and Tennessee vote. Southerners Wesley Clark and John Edwards, who barely campaigned in the three states which voted this weekend, focused instead on tomorrow's primaries. Edwards' stump speech contains this tidbit about the South's electoral importance to Democrats.
Democrats have never elected a president without winning at least five Southern states.
But just a week after winning the first Southern primary held in South Carolina, the question is if Edwards' regional appeal will be enough to translate to wins outside the South. In fact, according to the latest polls in both Virginia and Tennessee, there is a question if his regional appeal is enough to even win in those two states. Wesley Clark has targeted Tennessee, which borders his home state of Arkansas, and he's scheduled to be in Memphis, Nashville, and several points in between today. So far, only the Kerry campaign has shown that it could win the North, West, and East. In fact, he was the only name brought up in an Oval Office chat, where NBC's Tim Russert asked President Bush to respond to Senator Kerry's criticisms.
How do you respond to that?
Politics. I mean, this is, you know, if you close your eyes and listen carefully to what you just said, it sounds like the year 2000 all over again.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322?
First of all, he's not the nominee.
The president is right about that. John Kerry has been pledged fewer than 10%. Still, that's more than twice as many as his closest competitor, and so far, every time Democrats come together to vote, he's been adding more and more. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.